This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 177 for Thursday, December 7th. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market is posting solid gains Thursday morning, seeing a correction after dropping the previous 6 days. Canola up $9 to $12, the January contract up $11.50 at $661.40 per ton. That contract had moved lower once again overnight before uncovering support to climb $20 off their overnight lows. A rally in Chicago soy oil is providing spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. End user bargain hunting and a lack of significant farmer selling likely contributed to the gains. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher, while wheat is moving lower for the first time this week. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Friday, and positioning ahead of that data was likely behind some of today's activity. Daily sales to China earlier this week had underpinned wheat futures, but the lack of any fresh business today saw U.S. wheat prices finally correct lower. Chicago down 5 cents in the March, down 3 cents in the March wheat contract at $6.30 per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in March at $6.52 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in March at $7.29 per bushel. Sales data for the week ended November 30th released this morning didn't include any of the recent Chinese purchases, but the 356,000 tons of wheat business was down 43% from the previous week and at the lower end of trade expectations. Ahead of tomorrow's report, market participants don't expect any major changes to the wheat numbers from the USDA. Soybeans, they are stronger. The January contract up 4 cents at an even $13 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.5 million tons were at the higher end of trade expectations, with additional flash business of 121,000 tons to unknown destinations also reported. Uncertain production prospects out of South America are keeping some caution in the bean market. Corn, it is posting small gains, up a penny in the March contract at $4.85 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 1.3 million tons were down 33% on the week, but still above average trade guesses. Ethanol production in the U.S. did increase slightly in the latest weekly data, with stocks of the renewable fuel holding steady. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.